Man has always dreamed of being able to fly. And down the years, many people have sought ways of doing so. Yet it was not until the 20th century that they finally succeeded. Flying machines with advanced technology emerged at the end of long years of research and experiment. However, the techniques employed by man are really very primitive compared to the flight machines in nature. Nature's flight machines are birds, the jewels of the sky. They can fly at great heights or skim over the ground, at great speeds or very slowly. But the techniques they employ are always magnificent. In this film, we shall be considering birds and their fascinating characteristics, each of which is a marvel of creation. The miracle in birds. Pigeons are the birds we probably come across most in our daily lives. These tiny creatures may not attract many people's attention, but when we examine them closely, they are a miracle of creation. In order to see the truth of this, let us consider how a pigeon takes off from the ground and witness a flawless piece of engineering design. First of all, the pigeon jumps up in the air. It then raises its wings at the moment its feet leave the ground and pushes the air behind it with all its strength. It then leads slightly forward. It has now risen high enough in the air to be able to move forward. Larger birds than pigeons cannot perform this difficult movement more than twice. Really large birds, such as the albatross, cannot do it at all, although they possess other techniques allowing them to leave the ground. One example is running along at ever-increasing speed. That is a technique also used by us in aeroplanes. The most tiring part of flight for most birds is the moment of takeoff. Once that has been achieved, a bird can easily glide in the air. So, what is it that enables a bird to stay up in the air once takeoff has been achieved? The answer lies in the flawless engineering design in the wing. The back of the wing curls slightly downwards. Air passing under the wing strikes that part and exerts a force on it. that lifts the bird upwards. Air passing over the wing, on the other hand, is deflected upwards by the front of the wing, and air pressure on top of the wing is reduced. That also pulls the bird upwards. If there is sufficient current, the attractive force above the wing and the lifting power from underneath are sufficient to keep the bird in the air. It is this factor that allows the albatross to stay aloft for hours without once flapping its wings, just making use of the rising currents of air. Other birds create the necessary current underneath their wings themselves, flapping their wings to do so. This bird is literally rowing in the air. It pulls half of its wing in towards its body as it raises it, thus reducing friction. It then fully opens its wings as it lowers them again. The feathers intermingle with every movement. Thus, although the wing changes shape at all time, the underside of the wing stays completely smooth. Birds' feathers and wing shapes are aerodynamically quite perfect. Even though this duck flies at speeds approaching 70 kilometers an hour, it looks as if it's just gliding slowly through the air, thanks to its perfect aerodynamic structure. Different bird wings have always been used in aeroplane design. Some wings are short and sturdy for frequent maneuvering. Others are long and wide in order to be able to fly at high altitudes. Still others are long and narrow for gliding in the air. Allah has created the perfect flight system in the body of every bird in line with its own requirements. Some birds stay in the air for months, eating, drinking, and sleeping there. Hawks dive onto their prey at up to 300 kilometers an hour. Eagles fly to demonstrate their power, not just to find food. This dogfight between these two eagles is not actually a fight at all, but rather a test of courage. The first to release its talons before falling to earth will lose. This wonderful spectacle of flight thus emerges. All flights have to end with landing. A safe descent is therefore just as important as takeoff. Birds are expert at this and use their wings as brakes. This puffin can remain suspended in the air, thanks to the air currents around it, and uses that same ability to land again. A moment's lack of concentration could have terrible consequences. Swans, some of the largest birds on earth, land on water, just like a seaplane, and use their feet as brakes. A vulture uses the most accurately controlled flight and spot-on geometric calculation to make a safe landing in its nest on the edge of a cliff. It first aims at a point below its nest and makes a rapid descent, and then suddenly turns upwards, using the air as a brake, and its speed drops to zero just as it nears the nest. Man always strives for the best results possible when producing aeroplanes. The most important thing is to keep air resistance to a minimum and thus allow the plane to remain in the air with no difficulty. The technology employed in current day planes is the result of 100 years of experience, experiment, and research. Plane and wing shapes are designed with the help of computers, bearing a number of factors in mind. Despite this, however, no plane's flight control and technology bear any comparison with those of birds. For instance, no man-made plane can perform the same kind of aerobatics that birds do. So, who does this flawless design in birds' bodies belong to? Whose work are the physical structure and abilities of birds, which are so much more perfect than those of aeroplanes, with all their scientists and engineers behind them? There is no way that it can be that of birds themselves. They know nothing of design or aerodynamics. They come into the world as unaware chicks and use the wings that have been made for them while they are in the egg. Even if they wanted to, they could not make their wings any different. The fact is that they have been given the ideal wings in line with their various needs. It would be utterly illogical to think that this design could have come about as the result of blind coincidences. There is no possible doubt that all the flawless design in birds' bodies is the work of a superior creator who made them. This is the art of Allah's creation. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to Him in the heavens and earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. When birds' physical structures and wings are examined close up, one gets a better view of the proofs of creation. That is because there are important marvels hidden in the details. Birds' bodies are designed to be as light as possible and contain fewer bones than land-dwelling creatures. The bones they do have are also not as hard and dense. On the contrary, bird bones are actually hollow. Tiny struts diagonally positioned within the bones, however, make the skeleton remarkably strong. The most astonishing design feature is hidden in the feathers, though. These may look simple enough from the outside, but are actually wonders of design. Each feather contains thousands of tiny microfeathers, all lying diagonally. These microfeathers are joined to one another by microscopically small hooks, thus creating a light and perfectly smooth surface. This credit for peerless design in one single feather, with its thousands of tiny details, all invisible to the naked eye, belongs neither to nature, nor to the bird itself, nor to blind chance. These creatures are just one of the billions of examples in the world of Allah's infinite knowledge and wisdom. When birds fly, they sometimes glide along by means of air currents. Yet there is one interesting species that does not rely on these at all. The hummingbird. The wings of these birds are yet another miracle of creation. Their flight systems are quite different from those of other birds. They beat their wings 25 times a second, and the human eye is unable to follow that movement on its own, but needs to see it in slow motion. Hummingbird wings, sharp and thin as knife blades, set up a vertical current as they flap. Man has done the same thing with the helicopter, which has blades that turn around the fixed axis and also create an upward air current. The hummingbird's flight system is very similar, although it is much more advanced and has many more controls. It can perform whatever maneuvers it likes in mid-air. It can go up and down or backwards and forwards by changing the angle of its wings. The way that the bird can beat its wings 25 times a second without hurting itself is also quite amazing. We can raise and lower our arms no more than once a second. If this were raised 25 times per second with the help of a machine, then our shoulder muscles would burn, and we would be left crippled, or else lose the arm altogether. The hummingbird, however, possesses such a perfect design that its muscles suffer no damage at all, even though they may beat millions of times. This tiny creature is one of the most complex and superior flying machines in the world, and a complete miracle of creation. Jet squadrons fly in a V formation, and there is a very important reason why they do so. Every plane in the series creates a diagonal slipstream. That means the plane flying behind it meets less air resistance and thus has to expend less energy. That means a 20% energy saving. Migratory birds are surprisingly possessed of that same information. They, like jets, also fly in a V formation. Every bird takes advantage of the slipstream set up by the one in front of it. It is tiring to be the one at the head of the formation, and birds take turns in occupying the position. There is a great secret here. The fact that the V formation allows less energy to be consumed in flight was only discovered by aerodynamic engineers. How is it that migratory birds also know it? How do they organize themselves in such a conscious manner? How does every bird in the flock know its proper position? These questions bring us back once more to the truth of creation. Allah has inspired living things to use the flawless bodies He has created for them in the best possible way. Migratory birds have a second way of saving energy. A bird's flapping its wings causes another slipstream to form behind it. That is why birds all flap their wings at the same time. Each bird flaps its wings at the same time as the one in front of it. That leads to completely harmonious and planned flight. Have they not looked at the birds above them, with wings outspread and folded back? Nothing holds them up but the All-Merciful. He sees all things. How is it that migratory birds find their way on journeys of thousands of kilometers? Scientists studying the matter found themselves in the face of yet another miracle of creation. The stork heads the list of expert navigators. Storks travel thousands of kilometers every year. Starting from the coast of Africa, they pass over the Mediterranean before reaching Europe. However, since one whole season has gone by, and plants have since come into leaf. Europe now looks very different. So how do storks find their way on that long journey? Research has shown that storks possess a special system in their bodies which detects the Earth's magnetic field. They use this natural compass to follow that field and thus find their way. That allows them to complete their journey without getting lost and find where they had nested the previous year. A warplane uses several pieces of electronic equipment to establish its direction and flight coordinates. Yet snow geese fly much greater distances and know what direction they are flying in even when surrounded by clouds and using no equipment at all. There is little oxygen thousands of meters high in the atmosphere. That is why pilots use oxygen masks. But snow geese have no need of such things. That is because the special design in their lungs and blood cells allows them to breathe even at such altitudes. Furthermore, their bodies are created to a special design that protects at temperatures even as low as minus 55 degrees. The design and technology in their bodies is so perfect that a warplane pilot would give his eye teeth to have them. Snow geese travel a tremendous distance of thousands of kilometers from regions near the North Pole down to the Gulf of Mexico. Just like storks, they too have been provided with a miraculous magnetic direction-finding system. This allows them to use the Earth's magnetic field to navigate. They never get lost on their long journey. So who installed that magnetic direction finder in these birds' bodies? There is no doubt that such a sensitive system cannot be the result of mere coincidence. These features of migratory birds are clear proof that it was Allah who created them. The most interesting feature of migratory birds emerges after the sun has gone down. When they fly by night, they navigate by means of the stars. That is very definitely a great marvel, as there are millions of stars in the sky, and it is by no means easy to use them to navigate. Actually, people in the past used the very same method. Until the invention of the compass, sailors navigated by calculating the position and angles of the stars. Yet man used stellar maps, and he possesses both reason and consciousness. These small birds have no such stellar maps, nor have they been taught about the position of the constellations. Yet they miraculously know the position of the stars and how to navigate by them, and fly in the darkness without ever losing their way. Research has shown that even newly hatched chicks know the position of the stars. So, who is it who teaches the position of the stars to them before they are even hatched? The way that a tiny chick knows from birth which of all the many stars it needs to follow and which it will use as a guide is most miraculous. All these things demonstrate that Allah both created birds and inspired their behavior. In fact, Allah reveals the following truth about birds in a verse from the Quran. Do you not see that everyone in the heavens and earth glorifies Allah, as do the birds with their outspread wings? Each one knows its prayer and glorification. Allah knows what they do. Some species in the bird world possess other abilities than flying. The ostrich and the roadrunner, for example, can run even faster than a record-breaking Olympic athlete. If a man were to enter a 100-meter sprint against an ostrich and a roadrunner, he would stand no chance at all. An Olympic champion can run at 39 kilometers an hour, whereas the ostrich can manage up to 60 kilometers per hour. Every stride of its long legs takes it some 3 meters. These birds are one of the fastest athletes in the living world. Penguins are also a species of bird, although they use their short wings to travel through the sea, not the air. These delightful creatures, which look so clumsy on the land, really look as if they are flying once they enter the water. If a swimming race were to be held between them and human beings, it is again we who would lose, as penguins can swim 3 times faster than an Olympic gold medal winner. They also expend a lot less energy when doing so. The reason for that is that their bodies have been designed for the task. They move through the water just like speedboats and are some of the fastest swimming land dwellers on Earth. In the same way that their flight techniques, wings, and other features are really quite amazing, so the decorative features of birds' bodies are also particularly eye-catching. Male birds use these striking colors and patterns to attract females. These patterns are true works of art, none of which can be accounted for by chance. In order for these patterns to emerge, every single feather has been given its own color and pattern. That leads in turn to these wonderful designs. There is a special code in the cells of the creature which is programmed to form these patterns. The color of every feather, at what point on it the color will begin to change, and what shade that color will begin with are individually coded in the genes. Chance has absolutely no place in this splendid design. No coincidence could ever draw these wondrous designs on a peacock's feathers. And it is for these very reasons that Charles Darwin, the founder of the theory of evolution, which seeks to account for the origins of living things in terms of coincidence, was always greatly perturbed by peacock feathers. In a letter to his friend, Asa Gray, Darwin admitted, "The sight of a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick." The fact is that no one who examines living things without prejudice could possibly be made uneasy by peacock feathers or other examples of perfect design. All of them contain an important message that needs to be understood by people of intelligence. It is Allah, Lord of infinite might and knowledge, who created all living things. Every living thing reveals to us examples of the art of his creation. One verse of the Quran says, "He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of form. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise." Birds, which made Charles Darwin sick in his own words, still continue to represent a dilemma for this theory today. The theory claims that all living things on Earth evolve from one another as the result of series of coincidences. There is no scientific evidence supporting this claim, and its explanation of the origin of birds rests on nothing more than imaginary hypotheses. Evolutionists believe that birds are descended from reptiles, yet they are quite unable to explain what kind of transition there could have been between these totally different creatures. Reptile bodies are covered in hard scales. The feathers on birds' bodies, on the other hand, as we have already seen, possess the most complex structures and bear not the slightest resemblance to reptile scales. It is impossible for there to be a transitional form between scales and feathers. And indeed, no such thing has ever been found, neither in living animals nor in fossils. Another important difference between birds and reptiles are their respiratory systems. Just like ours, reptile lungs take in air and then exhale via the same path. Yet air moves only in one direction in birds' lungs. This is made possible by a fascinating system. The front and back of the bird lung contains empty air sacs, joined to the lung itself by smaller, tiny sacs. When the bird breathes in, the air fills both the lung and the air sacs behind it. At the same time, the used air already in the lung is expelled into the air sacs in the front of the lung. When the bird breathes out, the front sacs, filled with used air, exhale. The rear sacs, full of new, fresh air, also exhale at the same time, and the air enters the lung. This means that the lung is always full of fresh air, whether the bird is breathing in or out. There are a great number of minute details that go to allow this system to function so perfectly. For instance, there are tiny valves between the sacs and the lungs, which ensure that the air always travels in the right direction. As we have seen, this complex system is a marvel of design, specially created to meet the bird's constant need for oxygen. And this design on its own is enough to demolish the theory of evolution. It is impossible for the bird lung to have come about by stages, as the theory claims. That is because the animal could not breathe until the air sacs, connecting tubes and valves, had all been fully formed. That in turn shows that this respiratory system, peculiar to birds, must have emerged all at once, with all its components already present. In other words, it was created. Evolutionists can never account for the emergence of such complex systems as birds' feathers, wings, or lungs. Instead, they prefer to build imaginary stories based on just a few fossils. The fossil they most rely on in this context is that of Archaeopteryx, an extinct species of bird that lived some 150 million years ago. Archaeopteryx was discovered shortly after the publication of Darwin's book, and has been heavily relied on ever since. Evolutionist paleontologists claimed that this creature had both bird and reptile features. However, every single scientific discovery since has only gone to disprove that claim. For one thing, it was realized that Archaeopteryx feather and skeletal structures were no different from those of modern birds. The discovery of another fossil in Texas in 1983, called Proto-Avis, and which was 75 million years older than Archaeopteryx, was another nail in the coffin of the claim that Archaeopteryx was the primitive ancestor of birds. Despite all the scientific evidence, however, the idea that reptiles turned into birds is still used as one of the basic propaganda themes of the theory of evolution. Another example of this kind of deception was the fossil Archaeoraptor, which National Geographic magazine described to the world as half bird, half dinosaur. The magazine even drew a picture of an imaginary dino bird and portrayed it as clear proof of the truth of the theory of evolution. The same picture was offered as proof of the theory of evolution all over the world. Two years later, however, a striking fact emerged. The fossil was a scientific forgery, a composite of parts of five skeletons of totally different animals. After this was revealed, all the leading scientific journals and media institutions admitted that the dino bird turned out to be a hoax. The important thing is that all that nonsense was just one of the countless lies and falsehoods put forward in the name of the theory of evolution. The reason why lies have to be resorted to in support of the theory is that there is no scientific evidence at all to support it. When we look at living things on the Earth, or at the fossil record, the theory of evolution emerges as a dogma, whereas there is clear proof of creation. Birds reveal the same thing. Living things are not the product of chance, as the theory of evolution would have it, but are works of a flawless creation. In this film, we have looked at the way birds take off, the aerodynamic structure of their bodies, the properties of their bones, the minute hooks in their feathers, the sharp wings of the hummingbird, the way migratory birds fly in V formation, their navigation systems, their different flight techniques. Birds that can run or swim faster than any world champion athlete. And the beautiful patterns in birds' feathers. We have also witnessed an important truth. Allah's creation is totally flawless. His art and might are everywhere. Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, is the most great. In one verse, Allah reveals, "It is Allah who created the seven heavens and of the earth the same number, the command descending down through all of them, so that you might know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah encompasses all things in His knowledge."